Good afternoon. This is Abby with a special Berlin Briefing News Roundup for Saturday, May 2nd, 2020. And before I start, Albert and I want to thank you for all of your nice messages and comments over the last few weeks. We do love and appreciate all of your feedback, and it truly does motivate us. And now, on to the news. On the evening of April 30th into May 1st, also known as the Walpurgisnacht, the Berlin police broke up an unauthorized assembly of demonstrators in Friedrichshain. Because of the corona crisis, only rallies with a maximum of 20 people at fixed locations are allowed in Berlin. Senator of the Interior Geisel had announced a consistent and quick action by police against unauthorized demonstrations. A few dozen people from the left-wing autonomous spectrum had gathered on Thursday evening at the corner of Riegerstrasse and Liebigstrasse, despite the corona restrictions, and police pushed them away from the square. In addition, overnight on Liebigstrasse and Riegerstrasse, paint was thrown at police cars. Nobody was injured by the action. Before that, about 100 people had already gathered at Boxhagener Platz. They wore black mouth and nose protection or dark hoods and scarves, and some also wore sunglasses. Loudspeakers were placed on balconies of surrounding buildings. Thursday morning, activists occupied a vacant building in West End. The address, which had been vacant for 15 years, was published on Twitter. The protesters demanded that a self-managed youth center be housed in the building. The tweet contained a photo of two people in protective clothing holding a poster saying, quote, "We have come to stay." Police discovered 12 people upon entering the building. While two of them were released on the spot after ID checks, the other 10 were taken into police custody and were released after police measures were completed. During the day of May 1st, it remained mostly quiet in Berlin. According to RBB, smaller rallies and protest actions, such as a motorcade in Grunewald of left-wing activists and an action in Gorlitzer Park, went off without major incidents. 27 authorized meetings had taken place, all of which were peaceful. In the early evening, per police reports, an incident occurred resulting in injuries in Mitte, when a 7-person camera team of public broadcaster ZDF was said to have been attacked. Police reported that 5 people were injured, 4 of whom were taken to hospital, and 6 people were arrested. The attack reportedly was carried out by a group of about 15 people. Later in the evening, large groups of people gathered in Kreuzberg despite the current restrictions in an attempt to initiate a march. The left-wing extremist group Revolutionäre 1. Mai spoke of 3,000 people, and Senator of the Interior Geisel also spoke of, quote, several thousand people. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, leftist groups had called for decentralized actions in Kreuzberg. After gathering at 6 p.m. at Oranienstrasse and Oranienplatz, the participants, who kept informed through social media, intended to keep moving to new meeting places throughout the evening. Senator Geisel remarked that those present had tried to form a demonstration march, but the police had, quote, prevented that. An announced final rally on Marianenplatz also did not take place, according to observation by RBB reporters. However, large numbers of people did stream through some of Kreuzberg's streets, like Marianenstrasse and Kohlförderstrasse, and some of them were densely packed. Officials intervened at various points and tried to enforce the still active minimum distancing of 1.5 meters. Chains of officers or police cars were also used to block roads and crossroads, and police arrested individuals and checked their ID. In the evening, loudspeaker announcements were made to remind participants of distancing protocol. After nightfall, there were many altercations between demonstrators and police, fireworks were lit, and occasionally bottles and stones were thrown. Officials tweeted that police were injured in the actions. Senator Geisel sharply criticized demonstrators on the RBB Abendschau, stating that the fact that people were gathering on such a scale at such close quarters was, quote, concentrated unreasonableness. In addition to left-wing autonomists, many people were present on the sidelines just to observe. The police, he said, were trying to, quote, prevent the worst and at the same time, quote, avoid clashes. In the run-up to May 1st, Geisel had announced that police would take tough action if there were any unauthorized gatherings. Police President Barbara Slovic told the RBB late in the evening that, in principle, citizens cannot be forbidden to move through the streets, and then that it was impossible to stop everyone who were first walking and then decided to stop and observe the demonstrations. According to Slovic, 6 people were brought before a judge, there were 50 arrests, and almost 100 ID checks. Because of the Corona Containment Ordinance, the MyFest and the Revolutionary May Day demonstration had not been allowed. In addition, the traditional rally of the German Federation of Trade Unions, or DGB, at the Brandenburg Gate was also canceled. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Thanks for listening.